Shalom to all. Today we're Masechas Kelim Perachov Chas Mishnah Vav Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah Sabrin learned B'schos Asabas Rachol Shishi B'zecher Defend Receiving Hagon B'karav Mamesh. And we're discussing a patch which is Tamei Medras, and then it was attached to something else. Does it lose its status of Tumah, or maybe it adds its status of Tumah because it's connected to something else? So Mishnah tells us Matlas Shetloya Al Kupa. We have a Matlas which is a patch and was Tamei Tumas Medras and was used as a patch. Teloya means it was used as a patch on a Kupa on a basket. So Matame Echad Upaiselas Echad. It is Matame one and Apostles one. What does that mean? So let's clarify. The patch itself is Tumas Midras, which means it's an Ava Tumah. Now that it was connected to a basket, it makes the basket a Rishon LeTumah. And now we're saying that the basket is Metame 1 and Pasel 1. Whenever we use the word Metame, that means that it can make something else Tame to the extent that that thing could be Metame something. So since the basket's a Rishon, it can now be Metame food, because that food will now become a Sheni. And it can now Pasel something, which is what we would call the end of the line Tumah. That food, in turn, if it touches Truma, it makes it into Shlishi LeTumah. So if it's Metame Echad and Apostles Echad. However, Hifrishim and Akupa, let's say this patch is now removed from the basket. So Akupa Metame Echad Apostles Echad. The basket still has that same din that it's a Rishon LeTumah. So it's Metame Echad and Apostles Echad. But Vamatlas Tahira, the patch is now Tahar because since it was removed from the basket, it has no use anymore. So it completely loses its status that it was before and it's not Tamei Midras at all. However, what about this situation? Talayel Abeged, this patch that's Tamei Midras was used as a patch for a regular piece of clothing. So in this case, since they're really the same thing, patch is cloth and the clothing is cloth, and the clothing is Eidum Kabel Tumas Midras as well. So Metame Shnayim Upaiselas Echad. Now this clothing is Eidum Metame 2 and Pasels 1. That's because it's considered an extension of the patch. The patch is Tumas Midras. So the clothing itself is Tumas Midras, which means it's an Avatuma. So it's Metame both Rishon and Sheni. Also, if that Sheni touches Truma, it becomes a Shlishi. And the continuation is also different. Hifrishim and Habeged. Let's say the patch was then removed from this clothing. Habeged Metame Echad Upaiselas Echad. The clothing is Metame 1 and Pasels 1. Because since the patch is not connected anymore, the clothing is just considered like it touched Midras, so it's just a Rishon. But Vamatlas Metame Shnayim Upaiselas Echad, the patch itself is Metame 2 and Pasels 1 because it still has its din of Tumas Midras. V'chein HaToyel HaSak V'LaAr, the same din would be if this patch was attached to either Sak, which we know is Sak, or Ar, which is leather. Different Meir's or Meir's opinions. Rav Shim Matar, Rav Shim is Matar in these two cases because leather and Sak are different than Beged. However, Rav Yisrael says that it depends. Al Ha'ar Tahar, if the patch was attached to leather, so then it's Tahar because a patch which is made out of cloth and leather are two totally separate things, but ala sak, it was connected to sack, tell me that it is tamei b'nei shu arig because it's woven, meaning both cloth and sack are woven, so even though they're different materials, they're still woven in the same idea, the same concept, and so the patch doesn't lose its din of tumas midras. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, shalosh shalosh amru, the 3x3 that we said, meaning when we have a cloth that's 3x3 finger breaths that we said is makabel tumas mace, how do we measure that 3x3 finger breaths? Chutz min hamalal, that's except for the hem, divrei Reb Shimon, that's Reb Shimon's opinion, meaning it has to be that the entire patch that's 3x3 finger breaths is usable as a patch. And that's why Reb Shimon excludes the malal. The malal is the hem, as we said. That's when he finishes weaving the garment. The edge that's separated from the loom or from the weaving apparatus is jagged. It has loose threads over there. And that's not really usable as part of a regular patch. And anyway, it has to be folded over and sewn down. So that part, which is the hem, is not counted as 3x3 finger breaths. However, Chamar and Chum say that no, shal shal shal, it could be exactly 3x3 finger breaths, even in that jagged edge. Now, what about the following? So we already know that when we have a patch which is Tamei Midras and it's sewn onto a beged, the beged now, so to speak, becomes an extension of it and also is now Tamei Midras. The question is, how connected does the patch have to be to the beged? So Tolayel Beged Mirach Achas, if he only sewed it on the beged from one direction, meaning we have four sides of the patch and he only sewed one side onto the beged, it's basically a flap. So Ein Chibur, that's not considered connected. That's not like you're patching up the beged. However, M'shtei Rucha Zu K'neged Zu Chibur, if he sewed it on two sides, one opposite the other, on the top and the bottom, or on the left and the right, so that's considered connected to the beged, and that's a full chibur, and it's going to be metame it. Now let's say asoy kamin gam, he made it like a gam, which is the Greek letter gamma, that's basically sewing it on two sides, but they're meeting up at a right angle, such as on the top and the right. So Rabbi Kiva metame, Rabbi Kiva says it's tame, whereas chometar, and they say it's tar, because it's not a regular way to be sewing a patch onto a garment. Now we just comment on the first situation, when the patch was sewn just on one side, so on Rabbi Yehuda he says, when they said betalis, that's what the talis, which we usually loosely translate as a garment, but specifically over here, it's referring to a large piece of material similar to the talis that we wear during davening that's basically wrapped around the body. So in that case, if the patch is only sewn from one side on one edge, that's not considered connected. That's because the talis can really be put any which way. The top isn't necessarily the top and the bottom isn't necessarily the bottom. You could flip it around and use the bottom as the top and the top as the bottom. And if a person did do that, that means the patch would now be flopping down because instead of it being sewn on the top side, it's now upside down, so it's not covering the whole. We're talking about a shirt which cannot be put on upside down because it has sleeves, as there's only one way to put it on. So milmalon, if the patch is sewn on the top part of it, chibur, that is considered connected because it's always going to be hanging down and the hole's never going to be exposed. Milmaton, it's only if it's sewn on the bottom part of it in a chibur, then it's not connected because then the patch is going to fall down. We're going to stop for the day and pick up the Mishnah Chas and test. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.